About 9:30 this morning, we temporarily suspended operations on the runways due to a winter storm. Snow is falling, there's ice under the snow, and they're at below freezing temperatures right now, which is more the issue.
Ah, Iowa, we feel ya, brothers and sisters. Some cold weather in Iowa, all over the state, but not alone. Same thing in parts of the Midwest. It is almost Christmas, after all, and it looks like some could have kind of a white Christmas. It depends on what weather person you listen to. I have to say that some of the big snow dump has already passed us by. Certainly, those chilly temps that it feels like 10 below, that's happening in many, many places, or the single digits. For goodness sake, even at the mothership, we started off the week in Minneapolis at 1. It's 1 outside right now. And they're not having any sympathy in Minnesota for people who whine about 25 degrees. In Iowa, it gets pretty cold, too. You certainly know in the Midwest. I spent a bunch of time in the Midwest, went to school there, and I understand. I also understand the importance of that great winter coat and layers. That's where you learn about layers. Because when it's so cold and you bundle up that way, then you hit that heat. Oh, I hate that. Is that not the worst? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So here we are talking about the weather right from the get-go. How chilly is it where you are? Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we'll hit the mailbag. I had like 3 people that actually didn't complain about the politics of the day. Obamacare, what the Senate's doing, and how they're screwing us over with the new budget that's going to be around for 2 years, and a bunch of other things that affect us all that are part of the ripple effects coming out of Washington. But many of you wanted to tell me about the weather in your area, like this one from Phil, who sent me an email from Vermont. And he said, Kate, it cracks me up when I listen to some of the people who call the show to complain about temperatures that are like 15 to 20 degrees. I have news for you. We have wind chill here in Vermont. I mean, all over the state, corner to corner, end to end. Often that feels like 20 below. And maybe even worse than that, depending on who you talk to. But I guess in New England, we're a hardy bunch. And you really don't, you hear people talk about it when there's a big blizzard, but you really don't hear as much mention when it's cold, because we know that we get cold weather in the winter. That's true. But this is the travel time, and we're in parts of New England and parts of the Midwest, the South, I mean, all over the map, the West, the Southeast. Some of you are not doing the airport thing. Some of you to go fly off for Christmas. Some of you have family that lives an hour or 2 hours away, and you're actually jumping in a car. So the weather matters, because what are you going to encounter when you hit the highways to make that trek, maybe just for Christmas dinner? So when it's not, maybe cold is one thing, but when there's nothing on the ground, that's a lot easier to take, isn't it? Definitely, when you have to mess around with it, especially if you're in a hurry. If you're in a hurry because you're trying to hit a couple of different places along the way, and that sometimes that's what Christmas is for some people, because they've got a couple of different places that they have to stop family-wise. I think it just depends on where your, how spread out your family is, and if you spend it with a lot of different family members or just immediate family members. One of my best buddies is driving from Dallas, Texas to Indiana, right near Gary, Indiana. And I was thinking today, I wonder how long that jaunt is. At least 8 hours, I would think. And so certainly they're all paying attention to the weather. And I know a lot of people that are kind of crisscrossing in a few different directions. And while Thanksgiving is huge for travel, it's a little bit different when it comes to Christmas, because people tend to do that driving thing I just said, or they just stay home. They don't go away as much as they do on Thanksgiving. It doesn't mean that there's nobody traveling, because certainly the flights are jammed, and there are plenty of people that are absolutely making the move to get to the airport, to go through the checkpoints, and to, you know, get to the other end of the line, hoping that they're going to get there on time. A couple of key things for sure that will hit this hour. Like I said, we're going to go to the mailbag. A lot of you talking some weather with me, talking some smack, and then some of the people in Florida telling us how warm it is in Florida right now. And that's a whole different kind of Christmas. That's a flip-flops and shorts Christmas, which is not bad. Who's complaining about that? Also, the smoking ban in New York City. I'm not talking about regular cigarettes that cost, I don't know, what do they cost, $20 a carton now? 20 or more than that, I guess, depending on the brand you smoke. Boy, that would add up to a whole bunch of money, wouldn't it, at the end of the month, if you smoked a carton of cigarettes a week or every couple of days. Anyway, we're talking about e-cigarettes. New York City adding the e-cigarettes to the smoking ban. So what does that all mean? What does that look like? Not good for people who think vaping is a better thing to do. And in fact, some people turn to vaping because they're trying to get rid of the whole nicotine thing. Sort of like you have the patch, the gum, and, oh, yeah, I can do vaping. Vaping still makes me feel good, but yet I know I'm not doing, hopefully, no damage. Depends on what you believe. Or I'm doing a little damage, but not quite as much that I was doing to myself before. In the meantime, I say that America Tonight is like the buzz in the backyard. What are people talking about the second you encounter them? If it's not the weather, because, okay, we're used to the weather, what is the number one thing that people are talking about in this country other than Obamacare? Because that conversation is not stopping anytime soon. And that's why the administration quickly is trying to put out the fire by coming up with an 11th hour strategy, letting people whose insurance was canceled under Obamacare to buy catastrophic or bare bones plans and avoid the requirement that most Americans have health coverage that is up to the standards of the Affordable Care Act, because they've got so much blowback. So many people complained that they had to do something, and that's what they decided to do. That's what they decided to do. Push it instead of just forcing it to go through, because it would only be a couple of days. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to get that insurance if your insurance was canceled. Also coming up, we're going to talk to Ivan Eland about the budget. He had a great piece in the Huffington Post today. But it's all about ducks next.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also, the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Controversy. There is a backlash that is all the buzz in the backyards of many of you listening to America Tonight. In fact, all of you, I bet. People have been talking about this a lot, and of course they have been, because one of the stars of Duck Dynasty, which, look, it's reality television, it's huge. I mean, the people of Duck Dynasty, I really believe they don't care about money because they have a duck calling business, as many of you know, that was making them an incredible living already. But that being said, they dive into reality TV. And probably one of the biggest stars on that show, a guy named Phil Robertson, let his views be known in a magazine article. And what's interesting is that it airs on A&E and has made them a fortune, because of how many millions of people watch. So Phil Robertson, who considers himself to be a practicing Christian, was not shy about sharing his views on homosexuality. So A&E suspended him from the show over the controversy. And now there are a lot of interesting people that are coming out to defend him for saying what he thought, even if they didn't agree with it. And, you know, what he said was, now that there was flap over it, is that he wanted to speak up and just say what his Christian values were when he was asked. So that's what the whole deal is, that this is just how he felt. You have Ann Coulter defending him. Rush Limbaugh, of course, is defending him. But how about Dr. Drew? Dr. Drew is defending him as well. And it goes back to the whole thing of freedom of speech, except for the fact that a network, I'm almost certain, I could be wrong, But a network usually has the contract you have to sign. And in the contract, there may be a morality clause, which is basically an excuse for them to fire you however they want to fire you, right? Because who defines morality? And if they decide, oh, well, he attacked homosexuals, and that's not playing fair in our book, we don't agree with that, we don't stand by those comments, then they have the right to terminate him. They haven't terminated him, they've just suspended him. But I can't imagine, based on the little that I've seen, that this guy is the kind of guy that's going to come back from a suspension and just say, oh, I'm sorry, I take back what I said. I just don't see that. I mean, he might say, I'm sorry if I offended anyone, but this is how I feel. But I really honestly think, from seeing this show, that he's just a straight shooter guy. This is who he is. So I don't see him backing that out. I don't see that he's going to try to come back and be crazy contrite and act like this is really how he feels and he's so. I don't see it. I think that most people in this country, honestly, if I took a Kate poll, meaning I'm not slanting anyway, I'm not trying to influence your decision, I bet you most people would side with Robertson. I do. For the right to say what he wanted, what he felt he wanted to say. It was a magazine interview about Duck Dynasty, really about him. And, you know, whether or not you agree with him, regardless, it's not about that. This is a guy who is not wearing a muzzle. He is the authentic deal, and I think that's part of the appeal of the Duck Dynasty thing. So much of the reality TV is crap. It's made up, over-rehearsed nonsense to get people to watch, like the Real Housewives of one of the 15 different places in the United States, or whatever else the reality shows are that they offer. I can't even stand them. To me, they're so phony. I can pick it out right like that. I can just see the phony that they're making it up. They're making up a fight, or they're making up whatever nonsense. So I think that's the deal. He's not a spruced up, polished up guy. He's a guy who says what he thinks. He's not a dummy, by the way, either. He's got it for people who think he's some redneck, rough guy because of the way he looks, backwaters hick. He has a master's degree in education. You have to be careful what you assume. So what I believe is that he really is expressing, he's just expressing his opinions himself, how he feels. But A&E could have, you know, they have the right to terminate if they want to, if they have a morals clause or whatever. But trust me, they want the money coming in. They definitely want the money coming in. Dan in Cross Plains, Texas. Oh, I just bet he has an opinion about this. Hey, Dan. There he is.
Hello.
What do you think? I think most Americans...
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think this is the last straw. We are sick and tired of the leftists in this country and the gays and the homosexual population out there telling us how we should think and how we should talk and politically correct this and politically correct that. And this is the end of it, baby. A&E can take their entire listing of programs and stick them in you know where, and I'm not going to watch a damn thing that they produce anymore. Okay? And as far as these gays out there, they are queers. They are abnormalities of nature. I feel sorry for them, but I am not going to let them interfere with my life in any way, shape, or form. And a queer is a queer is a queer. I don't give a damn what these sons of bitches say.
Oh. Dan, you have a hardcore opinion on this.
You damn right. My sister was a fruitcake. She had as much man in her as she did woman. She's dead now, God rest her soul, but by God, she couldn't help it. She was a freak of nature.
But wait a second. She was your sister, and God love her, she couldn't help it, as you said. But you still loved your sister.
I still loved her, but yeah. I didn't let her raise her children. But She gave them to me and my mother and father because she didn't want them around the gay atmosphere, the gay lifestyle.
Wow.
That was sick, bad, stupid.
Wow. Wow. That says something. So
I raised
absolutely.
Those kids. I know. You know, I went through it all. I mean, I've been there. I know what I'm with all the.
Oh, we lost you there. We lost you there, Dan. You got too excited about it all. Okay, so Dan being passionate about his opinion because he's saying that he lived through it with his sister and was unhinged about gays and lesbians. I don't think it's about that. In this case, it's not about that. It's not let's rubber stamp the society as a whole. And I don't even think that's what was happening in that interview. So the scoop is with Robertson that even the Louisiana governor, Bobby Jindal, he argued that it's a violation of Robertson's First Amendment rights, which is what I would say, that you're entitled to your opinions under the First Amendment. We might not like a lot of things that people say. So they did a poll of viewers, and it showed that at A&E that only 28% agreed with A&E for suspending him. A total of 72% thought A&E was wrong. Karl Rove, the Republican strategist, definitely still pulling some strings. He was on, I happened to catch him, I was flipping around, because I like to survey the lay of the land all over the place. I'm an equal opportunity surveyor, let's say. That's why I always say on America Tonight, I don't care if you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between, just have an opinion. So Dan obviously had a hardcore opinion. The Greta show, I happened to see him on and I stopped on that for a second. And he said that Rove agreed that Robertson doesn't have a First Amendment right to a TV show, but he does have a right to express his religious views. But he said that his choice of words, this is Rove, were crude and offensive. And I went back and I read what he said. And I agree. I agree with the one part of what he said. I mean, I agree with that it was crude what he said. And I think that this is also partially what has set off a few people as well for that reason, because of the way he said what he said in the magazine article. But still, I truly believe most people are backing him up rather than saying he was wrong to say what he said, but maybe he should have said it a little differently, right? All right, stay with us. Much more to come. Ivan Elin next.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-SAVE. 340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, at this point, after going through the Senate, the president signs it, and that's it for 2 years. We've had him on several times. He's terrific. Ivan Elin joins us, and you can catch his latest piece on the budget right there on Huffington Post. He's a senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute, too. So, Ivan, thanks once again for popping on with us. Initially, as you watch this budget to and fro going back and forth, then finally you see what happens in the House, you see what happens in the Senate. And I read your piece, and it was terrific, and we'll dive deeper into that. But what was your initial reaction to the budget being passed and the fact that it's a two-year deal as well?
Well, I think it's out of the ordinary for the what we've seen, you know, in the past few years, because there's an agreement now. We've gotten so used to partisan rancor that any agreement, the media is praising the agreement, but we really have to ask ourselves, you know, what's in the agreement, what does it do, and should we be really happy about it? And I would say that maybe, you know, sometimes partisan gridlock is the better of the the better option, and because I don't think this agreement is very good at all. They really didn't solve any of the long-term problems. If they had come up with a long-term solution on entitlements, you know, defense spending, taxes, the whole thing, you know, a grand bargain, so to speak, that would be cause for celebration, I think, especially if it starts reducing the nation's debt, which is staggering at $17.3 trillion. But that didn't that didn't happen. It's a short-range agreement. They papered over all but the, you know, the short-term aspects. No, nothing on entitlements, and they actually raised the budget from where it would have been if they had done nothing. And so I think, you know, now that we've turned the corner on the worst part of the recession, it was always Barack Obama's intention to reduce the deficit in the long term, because there's just no other choice in American history. Whenever we've had a budget deficit, we've always reduced it and sometimes eliminated it. And the budget deficit and all those deficits pile up into the national debt. And so, you know, it's time to start doing that. And I think we can do that now since the economy is moving ahead a bit.
Yeah, I agree with you, by the way. Absolutely. $17.3 trillion is staggering. And it scares me because you think, okay, if we keep going down this road, I mean, what's the tipping point? We're already past that, aren't we, Ivan?
Well, the amount is so staggering that we may never be able to pay it back. But that's part of the problem that we're having with the slow recovery, is that we just have such a staggering amount of debt that a lot of people don't want to borrow any more money because of the mortgage crisis, the bank failures, all that sort of thing, and the deep recession that we have. Everyone's so, you know, kind of skittish about the whole thing, so they don't really want to borrow any more money to expand their businesses, and that's why we're getting this slow, because we have such a staggering debt overhead that we need to get down. And a lot of people just don't understand that debt is dragging the economy. It's like a big albatross around our neck.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that you specifically talk about is, what does this do to the defense budget?
Well, of course, it almost relieves all of the sequester cuts. And we can already see this morning they were talking about looking at the veterans. All they did was reduce the cost of living increase for the veterans, which is excessive from what inflation really is, the way it's calculated. It should be a fairly uncontroversial move, but of course now they're already relooking at that, so they'll probably add more money back in for that. So where does it end? What group can come in and say, well, gee, you know, we want more of our pain alleviated here or whatever? And, you know, I think the budget, they were supposed to have a smaller budget, but because of the sequester. And very frankly, the only way you can really cut the budget in D.C., and they've done it, surprisingly, we've had since from 2009 to 2013, the federal spending actually went down in real terms, and that hasn't happened since the Korean War. And the reason that's been successful is because of this across-the-board sequestration. You just say, hey, we have this huge debt. Everybody has to sacrifice. We take some from defense. We take some from domestic programs, et cetera. Now, of course, most of the entitlements were accepted from that, but I think in the future you'd have to put those in too. But, of course, they're already easing up on the sequester, so the Congress can only use self-restraint for so long. But that's the only real way you can do it, is by what's called a decision rule, and that is you just draw a line and say, we're cutting everybody by X percent, and you know, we all have to sacrifice, and that's not optimal. It's not going to come out optimal, but it's the only way we can do it, because if you start horse trading like they're doing now, then, of course, the incentive for congressmen and senators is to go to one another, even across the partisan aisle, and say, hey, listen, you know, I got this water project in my district and I'd really like to save it. You got that defense factory in your district. Why don't we work out so we increase? I'll vote for your increase if you vote for my increase. So you get this log rolling behavior. Of course, then you get the budget spiraling out of control, which is, you know, what's happened in the past. And I think now this sequester is now coming unraveled.
Yeah, and you talk about that. You talk about the effects of the sequester decision rule and the across-the-board cuts in your piece in the Huffington Post. And I agree with you. If we continued down this road, boy, we probably could have really chopped away at some of the problems when we're talking about this deficit that we've had, don't you think?
Well, even with the sequester, the national debt increased, but it slows the rate of increase. I mean, we have a huge problem when the baby boomers really start, they're starting to retire now, but that's a huge generation. And, you know, we have, people are having fewer kids, and people are living longer, so you have fewer workers to support the retirees and Social Security, and Medicare is in even worse shape. And, you know, we have these huge entitlement programs that are going to really expand and expense. We have if you think the budget problem is bad now, you know, come back in 10 years, it's going to be even worse. So I think we really have to do something. But the politicians, of course, the real problem lies with the American people, because they want big government, but they don't want to pay for it. And that's why we get big deficits. They don't like high taxes, but they like the government services. They don't want people to mess with Social Security or Medicare or, you know, some of the other entitlement programs. But nonetheless, they don't want their taxes increased. And I think, you know, that's a real problem, because there's a dysfunction in our politics, where politicians really can't be honest with people if they want to get reelected, and therefore they're not.
Yeah, and I agree on that point too. I mean, there's a dysfunction in the process, and we keep doing the same thing. What's the definition of insanity? Over and over again. And so here we go. We'll have 2 years, and then we'll be right back at the same place, don't you think?
Yeah, we'll actually probably be in worse shape, but yes, certainly the 2-year agreement, you know, is lauded by people that, well, we don't have to worry about this, which is nonsense, because there's going to be a debt increase vote, a limit. The debt is limited by law, and of course, it's constantly exceeding the limit, so Congress has to pass that, and of course, if it doesn't, then you have the problem of default, which, you know, we avoided this last time, and we usually avoid it, but this is coming up again in the spring. So I don't think these budget fights are necessarily completely over, but this does give some stability, which I guess is important for business, but it gives stability at a much higher spending level than we had. And I think it's really the big thing is, it's sort of unraveling this 10-year sequester that they had. And if they had done the sequester, that would really have helped for 10 years. That would have really helped the budget situation. But it looks like they're going to fiddle with that. And like I say, it's really, everyone complains about the politicians, but in a democracy, you vote, you know, you get the government you vote for. And we keep voting for people who you know, bamboozle us. And I'm talking about both Republicans and Democrats. There's no party differentiation on the amount of cynical manipulation that politicians do of public opinion. And I think that we really have to educate people and say, listen, if you want big government, you'll have to pay for it. And, you know, there's a dysfunction. You either want big government and you're willing to pay for it, or you're not. And we have, as I said, we like big government. If you ask people, they'll say, no, I want smaller government. Well, then you start saying, well, we're going to get rid of that home mortgage deduction. We're going to get rid of your subsidized health care that the government provides to your business, you know, so that they can give you cheaper health care. You know, we're going to get rid of the capital gains rate for investing in stocks. And, you know, these programs and tax loopholes, they're really you know, people like them, and so then people start saying, well, okay, cut somebody else's program, not the stuff that I benefit, because I'm a worthy beneficiary. Let's cut some of those other people. And of course, they never want to cut their own programs, and that's really where the dysfunction comes in.
Sure, what's in it for me? Ivan Eland, terrific piece. Check him out on his latest on the Huffington Post. Thanks. We look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you, Kate. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware. hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
And all that that entails for your family. And really, here's to a healthy and prosperous 2014 for each and every one of you listening to America Tonight. Part of that is on your minds. We're going to do resolutions next week. And also coming up on our next couple of shows, we'll look back at the year that was 2013. On that note, many of you think in weather, think in budget, and had plenty to say about some of the odds and ends that we've been kicking around here on America Tonight. So let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. This one from Elvis. How many people do you know named Elvis? Elvis says, Katie Kate, you won't believe what it's like in Port Charlotte. I heard you give a shout out to us the other day, and I was so jazzed. I had no idea that you used to come to our fair city to cover the Texas Rangers. How'd you like it? What was your favorite place to eat? You know what? I spent a lot of time in Port Charlotte, and I did say that in the last, I think the last show. So my favorite place to eat besides the press box, because we were running around all over the place, probably they had like there was the Outback Steakhouse that was just on the main thoroughfare. And I like filet mignon. I mean, what would my last meal be? Or what would my favorite meal be? It would be filet mignon, mashed potatoes without garlic and all the other nonsense on it, and probably a salad, like a wedge salad, something like that. That would be my meal. That would be it. And if it wasn't the mashed potatoes without the stuff in it, just regular, fluffy, good, old-fashioned mashed potatoes, then it would be a baked potato. And Outback, really, especially at this Outback, because steakhouses vary from place to place, it was really good in Port Charlotte. So actually, that's where we went a bunch. We probably, by the time spring training was done, we probably went there 5 or 6 times. And in between, we were just grabbing breakfast or a sandwich or whatever they had at the stadium or in the press box. Interesting question. I really enjoyed my time there, though. I played, there was a golf course down there. I played, got the chance to play golf twice, maybe something like that, when I actually had a chance to take a breath. But hey, thanks for that. It's always fun to go to Florida. You just never know what you're going to encounter. It could be one of those really, really humid times, or it could be just absolutely beautiful, which sometimes in the winter, that's the kind of weather you get. And it does depend whether you're in Orlando or Tallahassee or Tampa. It's different from part of Miami, Key West. You're going all the way down on the other side. All right, let's take another one here. This is from Tim. And Tim says, "Hi, Kate. You know, this whole budget nonsense that we've been talking about, I've been listening to the show now for a long time, and I think you nailed it. The fact that we have a deficit of over $17 trillion, it doesn't matter what you say your politics are. There's no way you can think that that's something viable that we can continue to hold up. It doesn't really make any sense that we don't come up with more drastic ways to slash it. Can you imagine? It's like the pressure when you have massive credit card debt and you never can get ahead. You never pay off the credit card. You're only paying on the interest. And it's crazy when you see how much you pay in interest. And it starts to really make your stomach turn because you're not getting out of the deep, dark tunnel. We're in the deep, dark tunnel. And I don't see any way out of this with the people that we constantly elect in the United States of America. People, please pay attention to who your congresspeople are and your senators. You do have a chance to make a difference with your vote." That's what I say. $17 trillion. It is. How do you get out of that? If you don't cut deeper, you don't get out of that for a very long time, if ever. Dave. "Hey, Kate. Hey, America. Tonight, everybody else involved in the show, who am I missing? Who am I missing? I got such a big kick out of Nail the Score this season. I wish I had called. I was going to try to call the other night, but I had listened to a couple hours, and to tell you the truth, by then I had fallen asleep. I wondered what the game of the week was, though. I was curious because I wanted to watch. The game of the week is Philadelphia and Chicago. Interesting because Philly trying to get the playoff spot by winning the NFC East and Chicago trying to get the playoff spot out of the NFC North. Lots of people picking Philly, but there were also so many people that picked the Bears. In fact, most people picked the Bears. Rick in Illinois, naturally. But Dale in Missouri picked the Bears. Dan in Texas picked the Bears. Izzy in Missouri picked Chicago. Sharon picked the Bears. So a lot of people were actually thinking Chicago was going to take this one. There's the answer to your question. Ryan, "Hello, America. Tonight, I'll tell you what, if given my druthers, I had a vote on this, I would vote for sanctions to Iran as well. Who cares what the White House thinks? They pussyfooted around the problem because they just lifted the sanctions without anything attached to it. Didn't they learn from previous mistakes? How often have they done that? Then there's no accountability. Amen. Boy, do I agree with that. If you wanted to make a correlation, remember the bank's too big to fail? And of course, that wasn't the Obama administration. That was the tail end of the Bush administration. That was Hank Paulson. And there was such a hurry to, gosh, we have to figure this out. We got to get this done. If we don't do this, all the markets are going to crash, and then we're all going to be stuck. You don't understand. You don't understand. So the banks, even the banks that didn't need money, agreed to take it because they spread it out. Like, specifically, I remember Jamie Dimon from Chase. So then what happens is they slowly get some payback, but there was no timetables, no accountability, just here's the money, and okay, pay it back whenever, which was stupidness. And that's the same thing, I think, with the sanctions. It is different. You're talking about something. It's just incredible that we even deal with Iran after things that have happened in the past. And how long has it been since there's been conversations between Iran and the United States? I mean, real conversations. So that part might turn out well. Ron Paul, the former congressman from Texas, certainly thinks so. But you still, I don't think, should have lifted the sanctions right away like that. There should have been a slow trickle of it and watching to see what happened. That would have been the better play. I think we can squeeze in one more. We can. This one from Adam. And Adam says, "Hi, Kate. I have to tell you that I really enjoy some of the guests that you've been having on the show. If I were to list some of the regulars that I hear, I like listening to Andrew. I can tell that you are friendly and he has some interesting opinions on what's happening in our government, having grown up in England. And I also like the feature that you did with the Hollywood guy. I think his name was Steven. That was a lot of fun. I appreciated his insights into what's happening in Hollywood. And Brandon, who breaks down some of the football as well, also excellent segments. And some of the others that you've had on the past, I think, were terrific, too, as far as terror experts are concerned. Keep up the good work. Here's to a wonderful 2014 for you and your family. Ah, thanks. Appreciate it. Hey, if you have any thoughts, you can send them to me. It's so easy. The mailbag is always flooded, so we'll make room for you. Guarantee it. You send me an email, I'll get it. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact. Let your feelings flow, and bada bing, you may end up on the show.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.